Hello, Jeremy. I'm Colin Hoof, Chairman of the Lieutenant Fest Committee in Tarrington.
And Colin, we're standing in the main street of Tarrington once again, where preparations are well underway for this year's Lanternan Fest. The hay bales are all being decorated as we speak.
Yes, we've got about 35 entrants this year in the hay bale art competition, so to speak, and they're all completed. And looking forward now to the tourists coming through and stopping and taking their photos, and then, of course, to Lanternan Fest, which is on Friday, 27th of November.
This has become a major thing for Tarrington, hasn't it? This is your event for the year, really.
It certainly is. It's really put our little village on the map, and it's just been amazing how the community have embraced, firstly, the hay bale art competition, which has really, I think, become rather competitive now, and then, of course, leading up to the event on the night. And last year, we think we had fairly close to 2,000 people attended the Lanternan Festival.
As you come into Tarrington from the Warrnambool end, there's a huge cat on the side of the road. I don't know how many hay bales are involved in that one, but that's enormous.
Yes, there's about four or five big rolls, and then the tail is quite enormous. It seems to be six or eight bales long, and then the front legs and everything. So, no, it's a. In fact, we have the maker of it right here. It's his family that has created the cat down the road. So maybe he can tell you a little bit more about it in a moment.
Right. Well, why don't we meet our maker? And in fact, before we do that, Tony Peters is also with us. Tony, hello to you once again.
Yes, good day, Jeremy.
And you're the principal at Tarrington School, yes?
That's right.
Just introduce us to the couple of students you've pulled out of class here to have a chat.
Yes, they're both from the Year 5 class. We have Cody Roth and Sophie Wrench.
Well, Cody, Sophie, good morning to you. Cody, do you want to tell us about the cat?
Yeah, we used, I think, 18 bales in it, and my sister helped do the face, but the rest of it was really me and my mum who did all the body, and I think we used 32 cans of spray paint.
How long did that take?
It only took 2 days.
Were you covered in paint by the end of that?
Yeah, my hands were grey, and it took a while to get it off my hands.
Now, when did planning start for the cat?
Well, we were actually going to do Pac-Man, except the day we went to do Pac-Man across the road, another family was also doing it, so we decided to do something else, and so we looked on the internet for some ideas, and we found a cat. So we decided to do something like that, and that's where the cat came from.
A bit of logistics involved in organising the bales as well, I presume, to make the actual shape?
Yeah, we've got our own bales, and we've got a tractor, so we used all our own things and stacked it up.
Now, Tony, the school does take part as well. Tell us about your entrant for this year, or your design for this year.
Yeah, look, it has a German theme. It's a bird cage, and the bottom part of the bird cage is decorated with tulips and the edelweiss, which is a flower only found in Europe and mainly Austria and the higher parts of Germany. So that's the bottom part of the cage. Then on top where the cages, students have made birds which hang down, and as we look now, the birds seem to be flying, so it's a lovely design.
Now, Sophie, have you been involved in helping with this design?
Yeah, I've made some birds.
Tell us a bit about the birds, how you made them.
Well, we just kind of got foam balls, and we also got toothpicks, and we got two foam balls and stuck them together with the toothpick and then painted them and put some feathers in them.
Excellent. What about Lanternan Fest itself, then? You come across, come along on the night?
Yep.
What do you really look forward to? What do you enjoy about it?
I love doing the maypole. It's really fun.
And what do you actually do during the dance?
We, like, dance around the pole with ribbons, and they make, like, cool patterns.
Right. You've been rehearsing hard?
Yeah.
Very good. So people can see that on the Friday night?
Yep.
Now, Colin, what else is taking place then for Lanternan Fest this year? I think you had that Steinholding competition last year. How did that go?
Yes, that Steinhold competition will be on again this year, and we're actually adding a junior dimension to it this year because the young ones have been saying, we want to have a go too.
Surely they're not holding beer, though, are they?
No, we put water in the steins, and although German beer is available for those of age. There's really no other, apart from the standard stalls and maypole, the lantern parade this year, that is another change. Previously, we have been coming across the highway and going down to our reserve oval and doing a lap of that. The logistics of that is getting increasingly difficult insurance-wise and so on. So this year we'll actually do the lantern parade on our school church grounds, and it'll include round the church and then a lap of the school oval and back around. So that'll make it a lot safer, not taking people off the actual site for the lantern parade after dark. So that's always a feature for the children. After they've had their chance to make their lanterns, they can make their lanterns here on the night and then go off in a procession after dark.
And what time do festivities start again on the Friday?
It all starts at 5 o'clock on the 27th and 5 till about 10 o'clock or thereabouts. And so, yes, welcome and come early, because parking along the highway gets rather cluttered. And but no, it'll be a fun night. And of course, we're always in the hands of the gods in terms of the weather. And so we've been very fortunate in the past. And well, we go forward in confidence that again, we'll have a good night. We are hoping that the honorary German Consular General will be with us this year. He's indicated at this stage that he'll be here. He is a lawyer by profession, and it'll depend on court proceedings and stuff whether he can get away. But and we've still got people coming from Gippsland that were here last year. They're coming back again. I've got some coming from Bendigo, where I'm doing some work at the weekends as well. So we're sort of attracting people from a little further afield, which is really great.